This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a new study published in April, a team of University of Cambridge scientists said they've detected the strongest hints yet of biological activity, life, beyond our solar system. More specifically, they found the chemical fingerprints of dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide in the atmosphere of a massive exoplanet known as K2-18b. On Earth, these molecules are only produced by life, primarily microbes like marine phytoplankton. Dimethyl sulfide is a pungent molecule that produces what we recognize as the smell of sea air. While exciting, the study doesn't make claims of definitive extraterrestrial life. The researchers say their potential breakthrough is really just the beginning of a long process of continued research and testing. Research lead Niku Madhusudan said, "It's important that we're deeply skeptical of our own results because it's only by testing and testing again that we'll be able to reach the point where we're confident in them. That's how science has to work." The U.S. Forest Service is planning to burn forest and cut down trees in a logging project to thin and burn thousands of acres south of Bozeman near the popular Hyalite Canyon Recreation Area. The project of prescribed forest fire burns and logging is called the Hyalite Cottonwood Hazardous Fuels Reduction Project and will affect almost 8,000 acres between Hyalite Canyon Road and South Cottonwood Creek Trail, north of the reservoir all the way to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest boundary. According to the Forest Service, 81% of the almost 8,000 acres are wildland-urban interface in Gallatin County's Community Wildfire Protection Plan. The area is part of the Bozeman Fireshed, which the U.S. Forest Service says is one of the 250 highest-risk firesheds in the country. The project will remove and reduce trees and vegetation through logging and burning on about 5,500 of the 8,000 acres. A map of the proposed project area includes trails in the Hyalite area, such as Blackmore and History Rock, which are popular year-round for hiking, biking, and skiing. The Forest Service says logging operations include ground-based commercial thinning or heavy-duty machine logging, planned for 1,300 acres, hand thinning with chainsaws for 1,500 acres. Commercial logging via helicopter is planned for 164 acres, and more mechanical and skyline logging for about 800 more acres. Prescribed burns on 1,800 acres. The project is in the scoping phase and public comment is open until May 8th. The project is in the scoping phase and public comment is open until May 8th. The Custer-Gallatin Working Group, composed of county commissioners and conservation and advocacy groups, is trying to encourage recreational users to give feedback. Forest Service staff said the project will likely require an environmental assessment, which would trigger another 30-day comment period in the winter. A decision is expected in spring of 2026, and work could begin soon after that. No public meeting on the project is planned at the moment, though the Forest Service noted one could be scheduled depending on the level of feedback. Some are already taking issue with the project. John Meyer, a lawyer with Cottonwood Environmental Law, said he has hunted for years in the project area and feels the forest is fine managing itself. Meyer said, "This area is critical habitat for Canada lynx, it's grizzly bear habitat, it's old growth forest, it's amazing forest, it's not logged, it's just a nice, nice place to get away from the world close to town. It's a shame that the Forest Service thinks it needs to go log this special place. It doesn't need to be treated. If anything, the Forest Service is going to mistreat the area." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.